You're listening to WLW Sports at the half as the Deckerville marching band on the field as we speak, with Deckerville leading at halftime 36-12. We've already checked in with our scoring plays for the Deckerville Eagles and Mayville Wildcats, and now we check back in with the marching Eagles. That's the Deckerville Eagle marching band on the field right now. Let's go through our individual and team stats for both sides of the ball. The Deckerville Eagles leading the way with 175 yards on the ground on 16 carries. Altogether, three passing plays for 53 yards, 3 for 3 completions for Isaac Kineth on the night so far. And leading the way on the carrying for the Deckerville Eagles, that would be Derek Snyder. 2 carries, but he makes them count for 97 yards. And 2 touchdowns. Both times he touched the ball, it's been a 45-yard-plus run. 1 to start out the game, and then 1 to really end that second half as well. 51 yards and 46-yard runs for him. After that, we have Carlos Ibarra with 10 carries, 58 yards on the night. And then we have Connor Lamont, 2 carries, 11 yards. And Isaac Kineth, 2 carries for 9 yards. Through the air, like we said, Isaac Kineth, 3 for 3 for 53 yards and 2 scores. That's a high QB rating for him. Jeff Stone brought in the 1 for 26 yards. Joe DeVault with 1 for 15 yards. And Connor Lamont just brought in a reception, no touchdown, but still for 12 yards. Deckerville has only had to punt once in the night. It has 1 personal foul for 15 yards on offense as far as flags are concerned. 1 pass interference call on the Deckerville defense. We'll get to that in a second. The Mayville offense, 35 plays of offense for 122 total yards. 31 plays rushing the ball for 97 yards and 2 of 4 passing for 25 yards. 1 interception resulted in a touchdown for Cruz Ibarra. Leading the rushing for the Mayville Wildcats, that would be, no doubt, Logan Labine. 18 carries, 54 yards and 1 score for him. Then we have Stephen Gilbert, 3 carries, 21 yards and a score. Austin Middleton, 9 carries as quarterback for 14 yards and no touchdowns for him. And Nick Phillips, 1 carry for 8 yards. Austin Middleton through the air, 2 for 4 for 25 yards. 1 interception, though, which results in that pick 6 into Cruz Ibarra's hands. Receiving the ball, Logan Labine, 1 for 2 for 12 yards. Jeffrey Frost, the other one, 1 for 2 for 13 yards there. 1 personal foul on Mayville's offense for a personal foul. And then Mayville defense has no penalties on defense for the Wildcats. Dave Hansen, what do you see here, especially as the offense is concerned on both sides of the ball?
Well, Deckerville's got Mayville out yardage by... They basically have them doubled up in yardage and only run half the plays. And we mentioned that in our pregame. If you're Mayville, you have to prevent the big plays. And they have done nothing of the sort. All touchdowns are long touchdowns, 51 yards, 46 yards, 26 yards. These touchdowns are big plays by Deckerville. And their offense is capable of that. Deckerville prefers to beat you on the ground methodically and pound it away, beat you physically. But they've been doing it finesse. A couple passing touchdowns. Isaac Kineth only thrown it 3 times, but 53 yards, 2 scores. Two different receivers caught touchdowns. This team is really coming together at a good time. The only complaint they had is they had one bad penalty, and their defense really got off to a slow start. But I think that was more of Mayville having a good game plan, initial game plan, and they executed it well. But once Deckerville kind of saw what the playbook looked like from beginning to end, they were able to take it away. And you put them in obvious passing downs, Cruz Ibarra made them pay for it.
In other area games going on across the region, 11, we don't have any other updates on the 8-player, but in 11-player football in the Greater Them Conference, Harbor Beach leads USA. They led after the first quarter 14-6. They extended out with another score in the second quarter. Harbor Beach over USA at halftime 22-6 on homecoming in Sebring. Ubley and Brown City, a wild one to finish the first half. Ubley scores with less than a minute played, with 25 seconds left in the half. Ubley goes down and scores to make it 30-6. Brown City then on the final play of the first half scores to make it 30-12 at the half. Ubley leading by 18 points in Brown City. Bad Axe at halftime over Reese big time. 43 points for Bad Axe, 11 for Reese. Bad Axe well on their way to their fourth victory of the season. And another wild one in Carroll. Cass City retook the lead at 28-24. But then Carroll, with about 4 seconds left in that first half, scores to make it Carroll 31, Cass City 28 at the half, beating the leading team in the Greater Thumb West.
Obviously, all those other games spot on with our predictions. Carroll beating Cass City at the half in a high-scoring affair, a basketball-type score. Not sure what's going on with that physical, athletic defense that Cass City has. Of course, we haven't seen Carroll personally. They've won 3 games. They're certainly a respectable team. They played Lakers tough for a half. They've been in some games, but I imagine Cass City will do what Lakers has done the last couple weeks. Go to the locker room, reset, reboot, and see if that defense can't show up and get off the field one time. Carroll scoring at will against Cass City, up 31-28. I guess there's the perks of having a field goal kicker, Clark.
Yeah, that most definitely. Where's my bell when I need it?
Oh, man.
But if the game in front of us, though, Mayville with 122 yards in the night, Deckerville 228 yards, 4 offensive touchdowns, 1 defensive touchdown for the Eagles on the night. They're just firing at all cylinders so far.
Well, it certainly feels like Deckerville has dominated this game, but Mayville has hung around so long that it certainly doesn't feel like Deckerville's out in that big lead. But that pick six was disaster for Mayville. They were hanging in this game, a respectable score going into the half. If they were able to punch it in before the half was over, it was a one-score game. But when you throw a quick pick six against this Deckerville team, you're in big trouble. And Isaac Kineth on top of his game, as good as those running backs have been, Isaac Kineth is just an excellent quarterback, and he is on top of his game for an underclassman. Very impressive. And I think it'll continue in the second half. Not sure if they'll let him air it out or not, but he certainly has the ability to make any defense pay. Mayville on the other side of things, not sure what they're going to do different. Their defense and offense played well in the first quarter, but completely had the tables turned upside down in the second quarter.
Dave, the first thing, this is the first time for me in 8 years. I just sneezed during a broadcast. I've never had to deal with that before.
Must be something in that hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. And of course, Marathon glass.
Not enough salt in it. I'm not sure.
Marathon cup. I wonder where they got those from as well. But out of the half, Deckerville leads 36-12 over Mayville. After 24 minutes of play, what do you expect in the second half? Just more of the same?
Mayville going to get the ball to start the second half. Very important for them in this game to go down the field. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Go down the field and score and get a little momentum back on your side and see if that'll motivate this defense. If they can score, get a stop, and get the ball back in their offense for a chance to score twice unanswered, we got ourselves a ball game. But if their offense fails badly and gives Deckerville good field position, look out. We could see a running clock before this is over.
When we return, we'll have your second half action from Deckerville, Michigan, as the Eagles lead the Mayville Wildcats 36-12 after 2 quarters of play right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Deer hunting season may be short, but car deer accident season is year-round, so you need to keep the Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Body Shop on speed dial. There's no need to call anyone else. They can pick you up and even bring a loaner with their own tow truck. Their certified body and paint technicians use OEM parts and the latest environmentally friendly techniques and paints. They work with all insurance companies and service all makes and models. That's at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where you can buy or lease a brand new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Saturday, October 6th, it's Randy's Hunting Center's annual